You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
What's up, fans of You Know What, Dude? I'm here to tell you that on June 27th, 28th, and 29th, Robert Kelly will be live at Comics at Foxwoods Resort and Casino with his fellow YKWD members, Louis J. Gomez and Kelly Festuca. Get your tickets now for a very special YKWD night of comedy on June 27th, 28th, and 29th at Foxwoods Resort and Casino in Foxwoods, Connecticut. Go to robertkellylive.com for tickets and information on this show and the rest of Robert's schedule. Get your tickets now, dude!
Okay, here's the intro for this one. Michael Che, who is, I guess, the hottest young comic out there. I've heard about this kid before I even met him. Everybody loves him. And I came into the studio one day and wanted to do a one-on-one. I've been doing these one-on-ones, or, you know, I want to sit down with, you know, not a whole fucking shitload of people, but maybe just me and one other comedian in the studio. And I asked Esty who was around, and she said Michael Che, and he came down and he brought his girl, and it was fucking a really great podcast. I like this kid a lot. Really good guy. You can tell when somebody's just a genuinely interesting, cool person. And I get it. I get why people are drawn to this kid and why everybody's all over him. Good looking fucking kid, but young and real interesting and cool. Nice person. This podcast is, I don't know, it's like an hour and a half or something like that, but it's fucking great. Really, we just go from one conversation to the other. So, there's a little different for you YKWD fans. The crew isn't there, but I like this one, so I hope you enjoy it. And again, make sure you tell your friends about the show. Pass the word on. Spread the word. Pass the word on. What the fuck does that mean? Spread the word about the podcast. I want this thing to fucking take over the planet, or at least a small city in North Carolina. We got some things working out behind the scenes here. Hopefully we can reveal soon some good stuff. And make sure you support our sponsors, tweakedaudio.com. Just buy those headphones, man. 33% off when you use the code word DUDE. Amazon link on our site, gamefly.com/YKWD. 2-week free trial. And, you know, support Laugh Button and Laugh Spin. Go to those websites. You know, and support the clubs, you know, support all the guys on the show. You see we're in town, go to our show, buy a ticket, get a friend, spread the word. You guys showing up at the shows and coming up after the show saying you're fans of the podcast is fucking, it's insane. Everybody's loving it, and it's fucking great. You guys are, you know, you guys are really showing your support for us as comics and for the podcast, so thank you for that. So that's it. I'm fucking rambling. I'll talk to you later.
Hey, gang. This is Colin Quinn.
This is Jim Norton.
This is Dennis Leary.
This is Opie from A Lot of Things.
This is Bert Kreischer.
Stan Cook, and you are listening to Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
Ippy bippy baya, ippy bippy boo. Dippy dippy daya, yabba dabba doo.
Dude!
This is Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
All right, what's up?
What's up, Bob?
All right, we're good, man. Is everything is... what the fuck? Why is... About this shit.
Have you done this before, Bob?
Yeah, I've done it fucking... I don't know, a bunch of times, man. Where are you at?
There you are.
But I share the fucking studio now with another, you know, another podcast on the network. So every time I come in, the buttons are fucking... turn differently. But what's up, Michael Che?
What's up, man? Thank you for having me here. This is gonna be fun.
Yeah.
I always wanted to do this thing. Nobody asked me.
Nobody asked you, man. Well, that would be me, because I'm the asker of the fucking show. Yeah, dude. I mean, I just met you, man.
Yeah, that's true.
I've actually heard a lot about you, to be honest with you. You're the fucking, not to get your fucking cock too hard, but you're too late, Bob. Everybody's talking about you, man. Like, you're the motherfucker.
No, I don't know. I think it's just because I'm like, I just got here. So it's.
No, man. Yeah. Nah, man. It's.
I don't know. I think, you know.
For people that don't know who Michael Che is yet, I'm sure that day will fucking not. You know, you will know. I mean, look, bro, I've been in the business 20 fucking years. You don't think it kills me to fucking talk to the new hot young gun? Who's going to do better than me?
You know what? You know what's weird, though? Like honestly, and this is going to sound cheesy.
Yeah.
But, like, Tough Crowd is why, and I'm sure, I think me and Soda have conversations about this all the time. Like, Tough Crowd was the show. Like, I think when you want to do comedy, you always want to do comedy. Whenever you've been the funny kid, you're like, you can do that for a living. I want to do that shit,
right.
You know? But, like, Tough Crowd was, like, the show that I wanted to be the New York comedian. You know, I wanted to be in the circle with, you know, you and Colin and, you know, Greg. And
Patrice, and then you met us and you're like, oh, fuck. Why would I want that?
No, but I'm just saying, you know, so, like, to be around and have guys say respectful things to you, like, why do you know that I exist? This is dumb, you know. It's really cool. It's always uncomfortable, like, oh shit, you know.
Well, it's weird that it's weird. This is the first time for me seeing the guys coming up. I've seen it twice. I've seen it, you know, the Big J, DeRosa, you know, and then there's this evolution of guys coming up, which is doing way better than that evolution, by the way. Than the Big J's and no, I'm kidding. But you guys, I mean, you and Dan, like Soda, I've had on my show. I knew Soda was fucking was funny the day I met him.
Right.
You know, he's just number one, nice guy.
The best.
He's a good guy. And number two, he was just funny. He had this this fucking thing about him. But I've heard that about you too, where, you know, I knew about you before, you know, you Michael Che, and I'm like, who the fuck? I don't know who the fuck. You know, dude, and I'm like, whatever. Okay.
No, but why would you? Like, why would you know who I am?
I don't know, dude. Well,
who am I?
You know? We're on, you know, it's like, Major League Baseball. You know, you when the new guy comes in, when you're in, you're fucking in. You're part of the union, man.
But what's that like for you, like, now when you see guys, like people tell you, Tough Crowd, I wanted to be one of you guys, you know, like people that started, because it's that long ago, it feels like, 10 years?
It was a long time ago, man.
Yeah, but it doesn't feel that way, you know?
It's, I don't know, man. I mean, I think as comics, we're all fucked up self-esteem-wise anyway, so I don't care. I mean, I don't know. Like, yeah, I mean, you talk to a guy like Chris Rock, he's like, yeah, you should want to hang with me. You know, he's got that swagger. You know what I mean?
Right,
I don't know, dude. I don't know. I mean, it doesn't feel okay. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? It's like cool, but it's not, you don't want to, you know, I don't know, dude. I don't fucking know. You forget that people are watching, but you also forget that, you know, like me, when back in Boston, when I was watching Steve Sweeney and Don Gavin kill, I was in the lurks watching, like, oh my God.
And that's what the seller's like.
Yeah. But then, you know, you move out and you move on, and sometimes you move above.
Right.
And that's like, then you look back at that like, shit. You know? I mean, like, me and Keith always talk about you motherfuckers, you little young lions. Like, we're the old lions. We got a scar. Yeah. One foot don't work.
Yeah, that table's getting
younger. You guys are cool to us now.
Right.
You know what I mean? But there'll be a day when you come up and go, look, motherfucker, you got to go.
Yeah.
You got to, well, I'll be sitting at the table and you'll walk in and Esty will go, Robert? And I'll have to get up and move.
Pull the sign out. <They're> gonna
yeah. Where Esty would be like, Robert, could you please? And not even just me, my wife and my kid. Can you please take your family and leave? Michael and Dan Soto would like to sit down. But I like it too, though. Like, I have a lot of you guys. I, people sometimes ask, you know, why don't you have your friends, you know, Norton, Colin? First of all, they're busy. But second of all, I like having you guys on because you have a totally different perspective on the. You guys are still having fun.
Yeah, this is fun. This
you know
is,
what I mean?
It's a lot of fun. I really feel like I'm spending someone else's money.
Really?
Like, that's what it feels like, doing comedy, like doing shit like this.
Yeah.
I just feel like, I don't know, I can't believe I get to do this.
Everybody's mad, too, that I'm... Kelly, I was just talking about, she couldn't make it. She was working. This. I did this show. I'm not in town next week. I got to go have a fucking baby shower. I'm having a baby.
Oh, congratulations.
I guess. Thank you.
Yeah. You having a baby shower for the whole weekend?
No, I got to go do shows. And then next week, I got to go to Boston on Sunday for a baby shower. I got to stay until Tuesday.
It's not a baby shower if it's your baby, though. It's like you're going for your baby shower.
Yeah, but it's not my
baby. Like you're saying like someone invited you.
It's not my baby shower, though.
Oh, it's
it
not.
It is mine, but it's not mine. It's for my wife. It's not for me. I don't get anything.
The baby does.
Yeah, the baby does, but the baby gets shit that he's not going to need in fucking 6 weeks.
That's true.
I mean, you know there's a car seat, an infant car seat, and then there's one, you have to throw that out and get another one.
Yeah, babies are very wasteful.
It's fucking unbelievable, the wasteful. I mean...
They are wasteful.
There's everything you get, you're going to have to re-get.
Yeah, they're like little R&B singers. They're just little fucking wasteful creatures. They are. Everything has to be perfect for them.
Yeah, you don't have kids, right?
No.
Oh, good.
No kids.
That would make me happy if you had a kid.
I don't have kids. I'm glad. And I don't know if that sounds bad, but like I'm glad that I don't have kids.
Look, dude, I didn't want kids for I think 20 years of my career. I looked at people with kids like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
But then I got married.
Yeah.
And if you get married, I think you should have a kid. I mean, there's no reason to be married.
Yeah.
Just fucking live together.
Well, you get that, like, that what's wrong with you if you're married with no kids?
I don't know. I fucking, I never wanted to be married. I just wanted to do comedy and bang. And then something happened.
What happens?
I don't know, dude. I don't know, but some you'll roll over and look at the chick that you're living with.
Yeah.
Your girl, and something happens. I don't know. I always equated it to giving up. I always, in my head, was like, when you get married, that's when you give up on your dreams. Yeah. That's when you give up on, you're actually, that's
She's
your...
She's going to hate this.
I'll follow through. There's a rainbow at the end of the tunnel.
Okay.
But what I always thought it was giving up. Like, that was your B plan.
Yeah.
Having another human being to back you up. But what happens is, it actually, for me at least, it made me more honest. It actually took away a B plan. And it was like, this is all I have. I got my chick... And I have responsibility now. I have to fucking, I don't have any more games to play. I'm not drinking. I'm not using drugs. I'm not banging broads. I'm not fucking around all night.
You're just done.
I'm done. And the only thing I got left is my chick, who I give a shit about. And she's my soldier. And she's literally the only one that gives a fuck about me.
Yeah.
The only one who legitimately gives a fuck if I live or die. I have some friends. I got a couple friends, and then I have benefit friends.
Yeah.
Which are those ones, when you die, they do a benefit for you, and that's about it. They'll show up and do 10 minutes of...
They'll wear the suit.
Yeah. They'll do 10 minutes as long as it doesn't cut into their ticket pricing in that area, where it depends on where you do the gig.
Right.
You know what I mean? Those motherfuckers. I can't do the show because I'm doing a show there in October, and I don't want to fuck up my ticket sales. Really?
Yeah.
So, but then I found out that it made me a better comic. It made me a better comic. And now having the kid was like, literally, I would look at guys walking around New York with that polo that doesn't fit.
Yeah.
Because they haven't bought a new shirt in around 2 years because it all goes to the baby.
Wow.
They got that flop sweat.
Wow.
They got some dirty carriage and some type of juice on their knuckles from fucking cleaning the kid.
It's disgusting. And
yeah, it fucking scares me.
And this is a happy story.
Yeah, I guess so, man. Well, we'll see what happens. Well, I could always leave her.
No, you can't.
I could leave
That's
her.
That's it. No, man.
No, I'm kidding.
I think marriage is one of those things. I want to do it once. That's
yeah.
it.
Look, I made this broad wait 10 years. And then now it's been over 15 years we've been together. Probably 11 years I made this broad wait. I mean, I waited.
I just got out of a relationship. I lived with somebody we lived together for 8 years.
Jesus Christ.
8 years. We really got
it's common law.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, that's
pretty
like close. Gay marriage.
And it's then nothing.
Just ended.
We're just done.
Wow.
You know?
So that's
what? Who ended that?
She did.
Why?
She wanted to. She always. She was.
Did she know she that you were actually doing well in your career? Stupid broad.
Things got better immediately. It did. But you know what it is? I think it was more we were done, and I'm the kind of guy. Like, I'm a comfort guy.
Yeah.
Like just. If I'm in a situation for long enough, as bad as it is, this is my situation, and I'm just like, you know what, it is what it
Hang
is.
Hang on 1 sec. Speak of the fucking devil. Hello, baby. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing? I'm doing a podcast right now. We were just talking about marriage.
Are you doing a podcast?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just took up Michael Che. You know who Michael Che is?
I don't.
I'm Michael Che.
Well, hello.
How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good.
Congratulations good. On the baby.
Thank you.
He's never getting married?
No, I want to get married once, but I want to make sure it sticks.
Yeah, he's right at the beginning of his career.
Yeah.
It's just remember me around 15 years ago, baby? What a piece of shit I was.
Yes. Remember? Yep, I remember.
She met me. We had hair.
Oh, man.
I had fucking abs.
Good old days.
I was just fucking energetic. I used to go up and just kill.
Yeah.
With just horse shit. Just walk off. She went to my show, fell in love. Now I'm bald, fat. I just had an eye operation.
Oh.
Yeah, well, you won, honey. You won.
I won. I know. I got you. You suck.
All right, I gotta go. I gotta do
all
this
right. interview. All right, I'll see you later.
All right, you near the studio? You want to come by?
No, I'm on the Upper West Side.
All right, hey, honey.
Yeah.
Well, you still have fun.
That's like a fucking good hot hang up on your wife. Let me just go back a little bit, dude, because like you know. Like you are this fucking guy that came out of nowhere, dude. And I mean, no joke. I don't like really doing interviews with dudes, but I gotta kind of set this up because you've been doing comedy for how long?
3 years.
All right, where the fuck did you come from?
I've always wanted to do comedy, man. I've always wanted to. I was just afraid.
What did you do before comedy?
I used to paint.
Paint what?
I used to paint pictures. I went to like art school in high school, and I didn't go to college. So I used to do like, I just taught myself how to paint better just by myself. And
So you're an artist?
Yeah, I used to sell paintings and shit.
What do you mean sell paint? I love that you just sell paintings and shit.
No, yeah, I used to sell paint. I used to paint a bunch of like pictures and shit of like rock stars and all kinds of stuff.
Really?
And then
were you successful at that? I mean, did you make money?
I made a living, like a decent.
So you made a fuck. First of all, the fact that you're blowing off making a decent living as an artist in New York City, like that's not a fucking huge.
What
feat.
Happened was I used to make a little bit of money. I started selling T-shirts. I would like paint pictures on T-shirts and sell them on the street.
Right.
And then I met Tommy Hilfiger's son.
Right.
And he bought some shirts off of me, and he introduced me to his dad and shit. And they wanted me to. They were coming out with a clothing line. And they actually asked. He asked me to do freelance work for Hilfiger,
right?
And I did it, and for a little while. Then I started selling my own stuff in stores, and I started selling T-shirts in stores. But then I didn't have a lot of startup money, so a lot of the business I would take these huge hits where I'd be broke because I was using my own money, you know.
Right.
And it kind of really depressed me. So I got to a point where I was like, you know what, I didn't know what I wanted to do anymore. I just felt drained as an artist, and I was like, I can't do this shit no more. I just can't. Yeah. So I was like, well, I'm going to try everything I always ever wanted to try. I've always wanted to try comedy. I'm going to just try it. I got real drunk one day, did an open mic, and I just kept doing comedy. Like, it was just...
Dude, because...
It was like a language. It clicks, you know? You're just like, oh, I can do... Even though you're not good, you know I can do it, you know?
Right.
I can get good at this. It makes
sense.
Yeah,
but you're one of the funniest guys, like the new guys around. I mean, everybody... That I mean, I'm not blowing smoke up your ass,
nah,
dude.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Everybody's like, this motherfucker. And you'll walk into a room, like we did that benefit for Mary, one of the waitresses here who got cancer.
Yeah. Right, right.
And, you know, you walked in the room of hammers, man. I mean, everybody was, you know, pretty much, except a couple guys bombed. But that crowd was, they were all right, but they were a little fucking.
They were weird. Yeah.
They were a little tight, but you walked in and
they
just
were
fucking.
A benefit crowd.
Yeah, benefit,
know?
Right. But you killed it. You walked in and fucking killed it.
Yeah, they were right? Fun. I had fun.
You know what? I accept your humbleness as legitimate. I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Dan Soda's humbleness is horseshit. Because he's not humble.
Yeah, he's not.
Yours, I actually can tell because you're making me uncomfortable with it.
No, it's not humble. It's just you know, as a performer, everything, you only hear what went wrong. So anytime somebody says you did something good, you always hear like, oh, nah, that one thing didn't go right, and right. I'm working on something, or you're only doing a set for one joke, right. A new thing that you're working. So you hear it differently. So right. When people say something nice, you're like, yeah, thanks, but that wasn't what I wanted, you know.
It blows me away, though, that you were fucking successful. Can people still buy your art?
No.
It's gone.
I wasn't like that. It wasn't like you know, I didn't have a gallery backing me and shit. I would paint it and sell it, but I would make a lot of money on the streets. I would make like $600-$700 in a day or something like that. Right. Which for a 22-year-old, 23-year-old painter, that's plenty. You know, I could just
it's a lot of money.
Yeah, it was decent, you know. Yeah,
so. And you lived in downtown?
I lived in Jersey.
You live in Jersey?
I lived in Jersey then, yeah.
But now you live downtown.
No, now I live in Queens.
Oh, you live in Queens?
Yeah.
I thought you live in
I'm from Lower East Side.
You're from downtown.
Yeah, my whole family's from
you. So you're from Manhattan.
Yeah, I'm from Manhattan.
You're an original fucking...
Yeah, I'm a rarity.
People grew up
which
in...
Which is strange now.
Especially in comedy.
It's strange that, like, when I was younger, like, New Yorkers were from New York. Like, everybody in New York was right, from New York. Yeah. It seems like just 15 years ago, nobody's from New York anymore.
Nobody's from New York.
Everybody's gone.
That's why I'm so excited my kid's going to be born in Manhattan.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Where were you born? Manhattan. He's going to be a fucking New Yorker. That's going to be awesome.
Yeah, so. That's cool. I was born University Hospital.
That's crazy. Yeah. So
you're from Manhattan?
I'm from Boston.
Now, okay.
I mean, I love Boston. I would love for my kid to be born in Boston, too. But I would love him to be born in Boston. Not like, you know, I was born in Malden.
Right, I
know?
Got you.
You know, where were you born? Malden. Where's that? You know, but if I said, where were you born? Boston. No shit. You know, Manhattan. You can say New York, but if you mean Albany, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, right.
That's not cool. But to say, where were you born? Manhattan. What?
Syracuse. No, yeah, I'm from Manhattan.
Yeah,
from
Delhi. Go suck a dick. Oh. But, that's just fucking crazy to me because most people, not to compare myself to you at all, but I went to college for 2 years for fine arts.
Yeah.
And I painted and that's what I was going to do. I wanted to be an art teacher.
Oh, really?
That's all I wanted to do was be an art teacher.
I went to LaGuardia on 65th Street, right. Music and art. And that's where I learned how to paint.
Right.
And, you know, I wanted to go to art school, but my grades sucked. I wasn't a good student.
Yeah.
You know, I was like completely checked out of school by right. like 15, 16. I was just completely checked out. Right. So I would just paint and I just got good at it. Like I found something, I don't know, something clicked and I just got good. And then I got bad where I just didn't, nothing I did looked good.
Hmm.
And then,
And you said, fuck it.
Yeah.
And you went on stage.
Just wanted to try something else, man.
And now, 3 years later?
It was October 2009.
2009.
So, like, it's like 3.5 years.
3.5 years ago, yeah. You stepped on stage. And
first
now,
time ever. I'd never been on stage for anything.
Nothing.
Not like
where was it?
I've never, right down the block, CB's.
CB's?
It was Comedy Corner then.
Yeah, that's
open mic, 6 o'clock open mic, $5.
Wayne put you on?
He wasn't there. It was a comic open mic.
So you had to pay $5 to get on stage?
I had to pay $5 to get on stage. I scouted it the week before. The next week I came and I was like, I'm going to do it. I got drunk and I did it.
Makes me fucking angry that they make comics pay to get on stage.
But you know, I did it like every day.
You paid every day?
I paid every day, sometimes twice, because I didn't know. I knew. I looked up open mics in the city. There was a list of open mics that you go. Because comedy, you don't know how to do it. It's not like you either take a class or you just find an open mic and just do it until somebody tells you, hey, there's another way, you know?
Yeah, but like when I was coming up, you put your name on a list and you got on. And if you if you did good, if you were they actually say, why don't you come back?
There are places like that, but yeah. I didn't know of any.
Right, yeah. You went to
because, you know, like, if you don't know any comedians,
yeah.
You don't know shit.
Right.
You have no idea how comedy works. Like, do you go... I didn't know if you go to a club and you had to impress a booker, if you had to audition to perform. I didn't know... I knew none of that stuff. I just knew that there was open mics. It cost $5. You get 5 minutes.
Right.
You know?
Jesus, $1 a minute.
$1.
That's motherfucking gross.
So it's easy to be humble when 3 years ago you were paying to get on stage for 5 minutes, you know, and then it's different.
But here's the deal, too, though, is that It's not even like them charging $5 a minute.
Yeah.
What are you going to have 15 guys on?
Yeah.
It's not even worth the
you're really not even
if you were charging 100 and then you were making, you know what I mean? You were
making, that's what's making rent.
Right. Yeah. If you were making some serious cash off of you motherfuckers, okay, I can understand it. But you're not even making that much money off these motherfuckers. You're just making them give you like cab money.
Right.
You're taking away their dignity for cab money, which fucking annoys me. You know what? Just let them, let us go on for nothing.
Yeah.
They should pay you.
They should.
Well, at least give away a few spots for free, because it gives you, I believe that when you make a comic pay, okay, number one, you're allowing shit comics to filter in.
Yeah.
Because when you're saying that if you pay money, you're allowing anybody to walk up with $5.
Right.
When you
What would happen.
Right. When you make it like, okay, you have to pay, but three spots are free, and those for the funny motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
Then you kind of filter, you know, you give somebody to work, you know, somebody something to work for.
They did have like a joke of the night thing where you get your money back if you told the.
Oh, they did.
The person who had the funniest joke would get their money. But that was the comedian ran the mic. You know, I don't know if you know the comedian. It was Amy Carlson's mic. Do you know Amy Carlson?
Who? No.
Amy Carlson, she's from New York, too, I think. But, yeah, I mean, you know, like the comedians don't do it. It's the place that they run the mic and they tell them, well, you got to bring
did you ever win
kind of money or whatever.
Joke of the night?
Yeah, I won it a couple times, you know.
What'd you do with your $5?
I probably went and did another mic.
Really?
Yeah, I probably went right back into the pot.
So that's all you're doing now?
That was all I would do. I would do like two or three a day. Every day I would come into the city. I was just addicted to comedy. Still.
See, here's the thing, man. I wish you do lose that. You know, you kind of, I mean, how do I fucking say this? That sounds like a sappy fucking puss whack.
A sad episode.
No, this ain't sad, man. This is interesting, man. I like shit like this because, you know, I remember being addicted. I remember coming down. I remember fucking running into Burr on the 6th train. It's 120 in the subway.
Yeah.
He's going uptown to do a spot. I just came downtown talking through a fucking gate.
Yeah.
We're just sweating. You know, we got three more spots each that night. And it's like, all right, I'll see you later at the apartment. And, you know, we'll fucking around, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning, you wind up at a diner with Patrice and me and Norton and Voss. And, you know, the birds are chirping by the time you get home. And, you know, I already, you know, I did 6 or 7 spots a night. I remember that shit. And it's like all of a sudden, and it scares me. That's the part of marriage and having a baby that scares you, is that I didn't like my fucking apartment. I didn't have a home life. I didn't have anything to be home to.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's like I wanted to stay the fuck out all night with these motherfuckers and, and do comedy and, you know, and laugh and giggle and, you know, try to get pussy or whatever. And go home for the shortest amount, just sleep, and then get the fuck up and go out again. Now it's like, dude, I got a beautiful apartment. I love, you know, that success can literally put out that
it's
fire.
Like Rocky III. Basically, right? Wasn't that? Isn't that
you're Apollo Creed, motherfucker. You're trying to fuck my wife.
No, but it, you know, it's one of those things where you're like, all I am is hungry, because I was 26 the first time, and you just want to make up so much ground. You have that chip on your shoulder to be like, I want to do comedy as much. I want to do as much as possible. I always feel like I wish I started when I was 17.
Right.
I wish I never did anything else but comedy the whole time for me. So like I'm at a pace where I just want to get good. I just want to get better and keep getting on stage. It's different.
Yeah. I mean, what the fuck? You got a lot of shit going on, too.
It's all, to me, it's just, I just want an hour, man.
You want an hour special 3 years in?
No, I don't want an hour special. I want an hour.
Material?
I want the hour material that I'm like, this is fucking Blitzkrieg.
Right.
I can be up there for an hour, but I want the hour like that I'm like, you know what? Somebody sees this shit, they going to want to start comedy. Because I've seen hours that made me want to start comedy, you know? So that's what I want, you know.
So you want your first hour of that, fucking.
I want that shit,
right?
Yeah.
And it sounds to me like, I mean, look, man. There's certain guys every once in a while, and this is what kills me, is that, you know, it doesn't happen all the time, but there's certain guys that, you know, fucking kind of float past certain things that everybody else has to go through. Some guys don't have to go through. And you're like one of those guys.
Well, you know, but then again.
But that's not a bad thing. I think, look, my best friend, you know, Dane, mm-hmm. at the time, you know, I'm sitting there with this dude in a comedy improv group. And he's starting, you know, some of the biggest manager in New York City at the time, Barry Katz, who had Wanda Sykes, Jim Gaffigan, Jim Brewer, Dave Chappelle, mm-hmm. Jay Moore. I mean, that's his lineup.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tells Dane, this dude in my comedy group, why don't you come to New York? I'm going to make you a star.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And all of a sudden, I'm at an IHOP. Having pancakes. This motherfucker's in Manhattan in a high rise.
Yeah.
I mean, that some people were like, what the fuck? But I was like, that's fucking great.
But you know, it's also comedy where, you know, as fast as you don't know how long it's gonna be. You don't know how long you're gonna be hot. You don't know what. I have no frame of reference for any of this shit. So I'm just taking what they give me, you know.
Is that your girl? All right. Hang on, let me get. All right, we're back. All right, so your girl just came up.
Yeah.
Yeah, but. What do you fucking sound so down for?
No,
she's a beautiful woman.
She's great.
There's a mic there if you want to talk into it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sure. Does that bother you that I just did that?
No, it doesn't bother me at all. But we literally just had a conversation, so. It's...
Oh. she's
not in show business.
She's never been on radio before. Oh my God, she just literally broke the mic. No, this thing flexes down. Yeah, pull that down. There you go. Yeah, why don't you help her, you asshole?
Because it's funny when
that's right. You're right. I'm an asshole. I just hung up on my wife to get a chuckle out of you. All right, now turn that to where your mouth is. Okay.
Just speaking to this part.
Mike.
All right, I'm done.
I love that you guys are going to get an argument over my fucking show. Now, you know, talk like into them. You got to eat the mic. Like turn it like this.
Yeah.
Like that. Right, exactly. Now pull it up a little bit. There you go. Up a little more. And now you talk right into it. Let me hear you.
Easy, Bobby.
Oh, sorry.
sorry. Go ahead.
Yep. Can you hear me?
We got you. Can you hear you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I know. I really was. I didn't even realize. Yeah, pull it up. Up a little more. Sorry, dude.
Sounded filthy.
But, it did, right?
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
I thought I was being punk for a moment.
Oh, Jesus Christ. No, I'm very respectful of... I have that weird fucking Boston white guy code. You respect somebody's chick,
yeah,
no matter what.
That's a good code. I think that's just a street thing.
Yeah, it's definitely a street code where, you know, no matter what, you respect your friend's chick until they break up, and then you can do whatever you want to her.
Yeah, then it's a short window.
I remember one night, dude, we were down at the cellar. It was me, Patrice, Norton, Keith.
Yeah.
And I don't know if Burr was there or not, but this girl who came down... like a week ago, sat down, hooked up with Voss. This regular civilian girl comes down, pretty girl, like Jersey type chick, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
big
yeah.
nose, crazy hair, but smoking body, you know. She sits down, talks to Voss, we all let it go down, and then they kind of hook up, like they're going out on dates. So whatever, Voss is out of town, she comes down by herself and sits at the table.
Oh.
And we're all like, what the fuck?
She might be on a mission.
Well, she sits down like, you know, she loves comedy, yeah. loves, you know, been to the shows a lot. But, you know, so Patrice was like, we would talk and we let it go for a little while. Patrice was like, then all of a sudden he goes, you know, he would always clear his throat. you know, when he goes, there's something foul.
Is yeah. it,
someone's about to get a hot one because he's pacing. He's just trying to... and he goes, excuse me. And he uses that big finger he's got. Yeah. And he points in her face. Is Rich coming? Is Rich around? Rich Voss? And she's like, no. He's away. He's on the road. And you're just, so he's not coming. Rich isn't coming down tonight. You're not meeting Rich at the table. She's like, no. I just thought I'd come down. I love you guys. I'd hang out. And you know, he's on the road right now. And he's like, okay, are you giving him pussy? She's like, excuse me, are you fucking Rich? Are you sucking his dick? Are you giving him pussy? And she was like, and because if you ain't, you need to get the fuck out. you need to leave.
Well, who was she there to see? She was just chilling.
She was just chilling. And then Keith was like, yeah, you Donnie Brasco'd in from Voss. That's the only why you get to sit here is when because if you're giving Voss pussy, you're in. Unless you ain't. And if you can give one of us pussy, then you can stay. But if not, you gotta beat it. And she was like, she was laughing, trying to laugh it off because she knows all of us.
Very uncomfortable.
And
yes.
Patricia's like, yeah, Patricia's like, no, really. You need to fucking beat it. If you ain't fucking him or one of us, you can't just sit here and hang out. You can't just become friends with us. You're Donnie Brasco'd in because of him. And then he kept going, and then she started crying. She turned. I remember.
The waterworks.
She turned away, and then she turned back. Well, if you just leave. And she, I mean, the whole restaurant went silent. This broad was crying, and we were all looking at her like, "Oh shit!" And then she stood up. She goes, "I'll just go and never come back." And she walks out. And then all we hear is, good for you, beat it. And we just all started applauding.
She showed you.
Oh, my God.
that's the cool thing. It's like, not it's not cool, but that's always the funniest part when they make it seem like, I'll show you. Now I'll never come back. You'll be sorry. You're like, no, that's we asked.
She never came back. And Voss never got, he called me. What'd you do? I was trying to bang her. Now she won't even return my phone. I was very close. We fucked it up for him. Fucking assholes we are. But
no, I was laughing because we were arguing in the car a little bit. She was mad at me because someone asked if we were dating.
Oh, because well, here's the thing though.
That wasn't the question. She asked, "What am I to you?"
See, that's
sister,
even more
manager.
What was it? Was it a hot girl? Look, if it's a fat girl with a fang tooth, you might. I don't think you would have gave a fuck. If it was some fat college white girl with freckles eating a Twinkie, you would have. What is he to you? You'd be like, well, it doesn't. I don't know.
She's cute.
Is she cute? Yeah,
but she's cool. Like she's, you know. But it's not. It's not like that at all.
So you got mad though. It's like motherfucker.
No, I didn't get mad.
Well, he should let people know who you are.
It's a little awkward when you get introduced without a title.
Well, how long you been dating? No, I'm asking you.
What?
How long you been dating?
2 months.
Oh shit! You want a title at 2 months?
No, I'm not.
Are you? Hang on
one
second.
Anything.
Are you from royalty? That's. No, I'm kidding. Listen.
No, it's just weird that you don't have a title, a friend, something.
But can I say something?
2 months is a weird. That's a weird title stage, though, isn't it?
It is. But
this is great.
I mean, like, as I'm not saying like you don't.
You can't just say someone's name. You have to say this is my friend. This is something. Not
What's after friend? No, all right. Give me 3 examples of what he could have said that would have made you feel comfortable.
That's a good question.
What
I mean, I feel comfortable with. I don't want to just. I don't want you to just say my name. Like this is some. You know.
Okay. Well, give me 3 examples of like what he could have.
Like, what is?
All right. This is my friend. I'll give you 3 examples. You tell me if you're okay with these.
Okay.
This is my friend. What's your name again? I forget.
Saida.
This is my friend Saida, or this is my girl Saida, or this is my chick that might be my chick, maybe, if shit goes right in 4 months, my Saida. Which one would you rather prefer?
I mean, I'm okay with friend right now.
You're good with friend.
Yeah.
So he didn't even introduce you to anybody as, he just said this is Saida.
But I think that friend or somebody like dating is implied. If you introduce me to
dude, you need another beer for this one?
No, I'm good.
You good? All right.
I'm good.
I don't want to see you get the stuff, like the white stuff in the corner of your mouth like Sherrod, just because you're getting nervous.
No, I'm not nervous. I wouldn't have brought it up.
No, go ahead.
If it's... Shout out to Sherrod. I would have... No, it's... I think it's implied when you say, this is Saida.
You should say something a little.
Well, here's the thing, though.
I don't know what to say.
Because everyone
stuff.
Comes
That's
to
weird.
Me when you're not around. Like,
I'm going to tell you. Were you on a set? Where was this, first of all?
It was a set.
A set of what? Like a.
It was a TV show.
All right, a TV show. Here you go. You ready? Now, when.
But this isn't the first time that it happened either.
Saida. Yes. Listen. Listen to me. It's all right. put your phone down. You're like one of those fucking girls at my show.
No, I want to
I was
sure
just texting that you're funny.
No, I was making sure that it's off. Like, I don't
oh,
want
you're the best. Oh, that's very nice. See, what a good
she's
person.
She's the best.
Here's the deal. Let's not get carried away. You've known her 2 months. Let's not get, listen, friend. It took me 10 years to call my chick the best. Don't get fucking out of your mind. She's just, look at, no.
You shut your mouth.
First of all, she's really smoking hot. She's got a cute laugh. She's got a great smile. Do not, listen to me. Slow the fucking roll,
no,
Michael.
I'm hating over
no,
here.
No, I'm not. I'm just trying. No, you'll thank me too. You don't want this shit too quick either. You want to make sure that this motherfucker, you don't want him to tell you what you want to hear. You want to make sure when he tells it to you, you know it's fucking real.
Yeah,
I used to tell my chick all the time. She used to get mad that I didn't. I had that joke in my act about it too, where I didn't tell her I missed her. She'd be like, "Do you miss me?" I'd be like, "I just left. I've been gone for 2 days. I'm not in Iraq. I'll be back on Monday, motherfucker. Why do I miss you?
We got a good rhythm going.
Yeah. It's like, I ain't going fucking doing a tour of war. I'll be back Monday. It's Friday. Yeah. Relax. No, I'm actually happy I haven't seen your face in 3 days. But the reason why I wouldn't do that, I wouldn't give her what she wanted. You know what I was expected, because when I did say the fuck I missed you, when I did go I miss you, she went whole, she made her cry. Like when I said I loved you to her, I didn't say that shit all the time. I wouldn't say it. I love you too. I would never say I love you too, because when I did, I'd be like, cool. Because when I did say I love you, it fucked her up emotionally. Like, you know what I mean? Like my mom used to say I love you all the time, and then the day my father said it. And this is, it was in my act, but in true story, at my graduation at high school, my third father, who's probably my real father, who actually raised me, he came up, he goes, I want to tell you something, I'm proud of you, and I love you, son. I fucking lost my shit. I mean, I could cry right now thinking about it, like, because he never said it, but when he said it, I knew he meant it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's
right.
So when he, you don't want him to fucking... Oh, yeah, you're the one right now. You want to be realistic
with it.
No,
I don't want
that. But I understand where you're coming from. When you're on a set, first of all, a television set, any type of set.
Right.
Okay. Someone who's coming in on your clout card, she's there. My wife comes on a set. She's there on my clout card. I got to make sure, number one, everybody knows that she's there. She represents me. So treat her the way you treat me. Number two, you got to, people got to know that she's with you. She's not just some chick.
Oh, no, definitely. I think that's always clear. No.
Yeah, that's
how many fucking TV shows do you shoot? Always? What do you mean, always?
No, I mean,
I'm kidding.
She came a couple times, so, you know, it's like they know. But I think they were just kind of trying to
see.
It
was just that, you know, they don't know if I'm your assistant. They don't know if I'm your manager. They don't know anything.
You should tell people. You should say that.
I would tell somebody, like, this is my assistant if they're my assistant, you know.
Really?
But I would. If they were my assistant, I'd be like, this is my assistant or this is my manager or whatever. Like, you introduce that first. But if it's someone you're dating, you don't say, oh, this is. Because that's an awkward. Everybody knows that's an awkward.
Plus, you don't want to let the
titleless.
You don't want to let. Mike, you don't want to let the other hot chicks on the shoot know that you're taken. So why.
Now, wait a minute. What would you say, like, if I went to your, if I went someplace and you
what do you, what do you do for work?
Right now, I'm a lady of leisure.
I'm gonna shut the podcast.
Yeah,
listen,
that doesn't,
Michael,
you have to stop saying that.
I'm gonna shut the podcast
the
off
truth,
right now. I'm
really
gonna leave.
To...
Let me know when I can come back because my stomach hurts right now.
Why?
What the fuck is a lady of leisure?
Oh,
okay,
no.
So when I was working, I did production.
Okay.
In the fashion industry, so.
Okay, you were in production. What is a lady of leisure? You're not working.
Well, I've been working for a really, really, really long time.
So you're taking some time off?
She had a contract. And it's up.
So your contract?
That is not the case. The proposition of relocating, and the city didn't work for me. So that's how.
So right now you're not working?
Right.
You're waiting. You're not rushing back into it because you got some cash?
I'm not. Yes, exactly.
So you're just taking your time and make sure that when you go back, it's something you want to do.
Exactly.
Right.
Lady. Not because
I'm gonna
of contract. It's like that's dumb.
I'm gonna say that when I take a couple weeks off from comedy, I'm gonna call myself a lady of leisure.
Yeah. No, that works.
You want to be a lady of leisure?
I want to be a lady of leisure.
I think I will take that beer.
Yeah, can you
get off of that?
You sure you don't want a beer? There's wine in there if you want to break it out, or there's water, whatever you want.
Okay.
It's in that fridge right behind you. So that is a good question, though. What would you say?
Would you say, this is my what?
I would be like, you're my sweetheart. Is that too intense?
This is my sweet. But I
that's
kind
of cool.
Yeah, that's a good answer.
That was a good answer.
This is my sweetheart.
I wasn't expecting that.
But you
one.
Can't say that about. I can't look at.
This is my sweetheart.
And it's, nah, that. It's so oh, intense oh.
Yeah, that's would, not.
I'd throw up on your fucking new jeans if you said that. This is my. I'd rather hear. This, I'd rather hear this is my lady of leisure, and then pull out a sword and bow.
This is my fuck? Sweetheart. Yeah, that's.
Yeah, you
weird
can't say that.
I mean, it's a good answer for you, but for me, what am I? This is my sweetheart. That's the most obnoxious thing in the world.
Let me ask you a question. Is she your girl? Yep. You guys are dating.
We're dating. It's new. It's
you guys
new.
Let me tell you right off the bat, you guys seem cute together. You guys like each other. You can tell right off the bat. Because she ain't getting real mad. You know, like you can always tell when a girl is fucking nuts when they get real mad. She ain't getting mad. She's mad. You're gonna hear about this after the show.
No,
but she's cool. So you're not gonna have babies. You want a baby with Michael? No, I'm kidding. Don't even answer that shit. What if she went like this?
No,
yep.
I need the drink now.
Right behind you, sweetie, there's a bar. So you 2 months, man. 2 months is like fucking new.
It's new. And it's 2 months. Yeah, it's new.
And you got a thoroughbred. You know that, right? Didn't me tell you? Nobody told you. You don't even know.
No, I don't.
You don't even know. My wife got the one that was supposed to win the race, but then broke his knee. You know what I mean? And kind of came back. And I might come back. Like, I might have one more comeback where they put some crazy shit. Like, I get a certain trainer, and they put some shit on my knee, and they do. And then I win one last big race, and then I get to retire. This motherfucker is a thoroughbred.
He's kidding.
No, I'm not. Listen. Listen to me. Listen to me. Get pregnant. Listen to me. No, I'm kidding. Don't get pregnant.
Impossible.
Impossible.
I can't make kids.
What?
I used to wear tight shoes. I can't do it, dude. It doesn't work.
Tight shoes? How big is your dick? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, man.
Well, yeah, this is new, man. But this guy, he,
new,
I mean,
you know, it's a,
and she's, I mean, you're lucking out too, though. She seems like she's got,
well, she's great.
She's got a career too. It's not like just a, you know, a chick working at fucking Whole Foods.
No. She's the real deal. She's great. She's not. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's real.
Where do you live?
In Philly now.
You live in Philly? Oh shit, dump her, man.
What?
I'm kidding. What? Are you from Philly?
I'm not from Philly.
Oh, okay, keep her. Now, where are you from?
Originally from North Carolina, but I lived in Jersey for.
So you live in Philly. Time. So how the fuck does that work?
I met her in Philly.
Yeah.
At what? At a comedy club?
Mm-hmm.
Helium?
No. Laugh House.
Laugh House?
Yeah.
I never heard of it.
It's black.
Oh shit.
It's like a black club.
Right. All right.
It was good. Was it? Club.
Was it on Tuesdays?
Nah, it was a weekend. It was
black clubs are always on Tuesdays and like Sunday afternoon.
Nah, yeah, Chocolate Tuesday.
Yeah, but it sold the fuck out, and it's the best show you've ever done.
Everybody
right?
is dressed in like they're going to prom.
Yeah,
they're
looks like
really
a,
excited.
It looks like an Eddie Murphy movie from the early 90s.
People always fucking talk about black audiences, which is so weird because they're like, oh, this is a tough day, this is worse. Which is true, it could be, but it's also you'll never kill harder than for a room full of black people. It's impossible. Like, they can make the paints come off the wall, man.
I remember we used to have Boston Comedy Club had Sunday nights, and I was I was scared of doing it. I was, look, man, I'm from Boston. I was fucking scared. We didn't have any black comedy. Boston's racist. They didn't have black night at comedy clubs. It was white night every night.
Yeah.
And when we came here, and then they do this, it was sold out, two shows around the fucking corner. And I remember they would put me on at the end. I remember the first night they put me on, they went, all right, thank you, good night. Turned the lights on and then said, oh, shit, we got one more. And they kept bumping me after comedy. So kill, thank you, good night. Oh, shit, we fucked up. Hang on. People literally stood up. And they had to sit back down, and then they didn't even turn the lights off, and I had to go back up.
Well, how'd it go?
I killed, of course.
Yeah, well.
But it was fucking nuts. But your heart is pounding out of your chest until you fucking get that joke out, and then you see, ah, shit. It's like, ah, this guy's funny. And then once they give it up, you're like, what the? Why am I playing other rooms? But yeah, it's always petrifying.
You'll never bomb harder, and you'll never kill harder. Like it's in a black room. It's either or.
If you're funny, it's either or, and that's what's petrifying.
I like black audiences because it's honest based,
and
they really respect honesty.
And you're black.
And I'm black.
That one.
And yeah.
I wonder though. I mean,
but like, that's not always the case though. That's not always. No, that's black. Not a, that's
black
not
audiences a, don't like just black comics.
No, they don't. Mm-hmm. They like honest comics, man. Yeah. They like, if you're really honest and you're a good performer, they're attached to that.
Yeah, they don't. You can't get corny shit by a black crowd.
No, you can't. They like they'll see that shit immediately.
Yeah, they like
They sniff bullshit.
Yeah, they'll sniff it, and they'll sniff fear. Even good comics that are honest, if they're afraid, they get it. They get it, and you're done. Because then they're going to be like, it's a very alpha male crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I was in Buffalo. Oh, God. The worst, one of the worst, terrifying gig. It was an underground black club.
Buffalo, you said?
It was in Buffalo. Matt Frost.
Great.
You work with Matt?
Yeah, yeah.
Love Matty.
Yeah, he's the best.
Yeah, I love it. I love Matt. And, you know, I've been with him for 15 years. And when I was the young motherfucker in New York, and I'd go anywhere. I just love comedy. I'll fucking do whatever. I don't give a shit. They gave me a free bed. They're going to give me money for a train. Oh my God. I was fucking. And he says, I got this room up in Buffalo. I had to take a train back when you could smoke on a train. They had a smoking cart. It was the shit. At a certain point out of the city, they were like, all right, you can smoke in this cart right now. And everybody went there. It was card games going on the track. It was fucking nuts. I get up
like
to the
odd couple episodes.
It was fucking weird, right? I get up there. The guy that picks me up, legitimate pimp. This guy he's got a fucking, remember when big gold chains were in?
Yeah.
He had a fucking medallion. I don't know what it was. I think it was a lion's head.
In Buffalo.
Oh, pick God. Me up in a fucking in a big truck with a bucket of chicken wings.
I'm not wings.
He picked because he only has black comics, and the comics love the wings from this place. So he had a bucket of chicken wings. I'm not kidding. And he's like, all right, man, there's your wings. Most of the comics love these wings, so those are for you. There was a fucking bucket of them. And he goes, all right, we'll drop you over at the hotel. We'll pick you up at blah, blah, blah. All right, I'm fucking like, I had to carry the bucket of wings in the hotel, right? And I get up, all of a sudden, 20 minutes later, I get a knock at the door. Yo, and I'm like, oh, it's this other fucking big black dude. And he goes, yo, and he walks in. Like, he didn't even get invited. I didn't even say, come in. I was like, hey.
He was home.
And walked the fuck in, laid out $2,500 in cash on the bed. Right? That was when I was getting paid.
Yeah, yeah.
Laid it out on the bed in cash. He goes, count it. I go, no, I'm good. He goes, fucking count it. I was like, yes, sir. 1, 2, 3, 20, 40, 60, 80. This seems to be, fucking turned me a little Jewish accountant. I go to do this gig, dude. It looks like, I swear to God, like a shit building. Like it looked like a garage that was shut down.
This is a weekend or a one-nighter?
One-nighter. In Buffalo, on the outskirts, in the hood, this shit place.
Why hasn't Matt gotten me that? That's
dude.
Great. 2,500, that sounds good.
Dude, I go in this fucking joint, dude. It's like Vegas inside. It's so beautiful.
Oh, really?
They just redid the inside. The outside looks like shit. The inside, unfucking believable. It's a packed fucking house. This MC was mad that he wouldn't bring him in, and he kept bringing in all these fucking dudes from New York.
Right, right, right.
And paying him money, and he wouldn't give the. And I come in, here I am, this white dude, this young white kid with a fucking goatee. I look like John Leguizamo's fucked up brother, right? He goes up, does his shit. He's all mad that, you know, he even says some shit like this motherfucker, but no, he's probably all right. I go up, I fucking bomb so bad.
Really?
Man.
Was it an hour?
It was an hour set, dude. I got paid 20. And these guys were legitimate pimps. Like, they were drug dealers and pimps that opened up an underground club and started doing comedy. And here I am. They already paid me. I'm fucking bombing. This guy gets up and says some shit. I go, fuck. And I went, fuck. I didn't see what it was. I go, fuck you, motherfucker. I got all black. You know, that's what happens when you're white and you're in a black comedy club and some of you, fuck you, motherfucker. Suck my dick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I lost my Boston accent. I was like, suck my motherfucking dick, bitch. Yeah. You know, this guy came at me. He was going to kill me. They had to grab him. I saw him, too. He looked like fucking... Oh, he looked like Omar. Had a scar. He had a wife beater on. He had a medallion.
Yeah, scars from two different fights. Well, dude, that didn't look like it was happening the same day. What the fuck?
I finally just say, I get off. I do my act, man. I just get off. I had like jokes about scaring people. Like, oh God.
And just nothing. Like they're giving you. They don't.
Dude, I lost my confidence. My ego was sucked. You have ego and confidence, and they mix, I believe, and allow you to perform anywhere, anytime.
Right.
And you know what I mean. And you use certain amounts of them for different situations.
Right. Right. Right.
My ego and confidence were depleted. I had none. With every joke that I told, I lost my fucking energy, man. And I remember I came off, and the MC went on and went, "This motherfucker!" And he went off.
Was he killing?
He went up and fucking annihilated me.
Oh shit!
No. And he was like, "This motherfucker."
I hate that.
He fucking trashed me and
I
killed.
I hate that about. That's one thing I don't like MCs that like want to show up. Even if a guy bombs, it's like, you're an MC, you can save the show without shitting on the guy. Like it's just, yeah. I think it just sets a bad.
I deserved it that time. Well, dude, look, man, this guy is a local guy. He can't get a nickel out of these motherfuckers.
Fault.
Yeah, but here I come up and I take a hot one. I got paid money. But this is what sucked about him. This is what sucked. All of a sudden, a big black dude came up to me, a bigger black dude. I just kept meeting,
Black dude.
Yeah, the biggest black dude I met so far. There was like 8 different big black dudes that I met. With medallions. This guy went up with a microphone. He goes, "You got to go up and defend yourself." And I went, "I'm good." He went, "Nah,
no,
man.
You don't." Gotta, yeah.
He goes, "You got to." And he grabbed me by the neck.
Oh, shit.
Not hard, but
yeah.
I'm going. I'm doing what he wants. Like I'm like a dog that he liked. You know what I mean? And he pushed me up to the stage. And this kid was like, "No, fuck that." He goes, "Don't do this to me, man," because he didn't want me to get up there and trash him.
Yeah.
He didn't know that I couldn't do it anyways because I was so scared and fucked up. And I had to sit there after the show for 3 hours in a corner in a chair. And then finally I begged I go, "Dude, can you please have somebody drive me back to the hotel?" And he went, "Shit. Yo, come here. Give him a ride back." Gave the keys to a 13-year-old, his nephew. And the 13-year-old drove me back to the hotel in this big truck. I went upstairs, grabbed the money, put it in every orifice in my body, and I took a cab to the train station
and
hid.
Fives and tens and shit?
It was 20s and tens. And I hid in between a Coke machine and a water fountain until the train came.
Oh. Scared of the same dude, scared of Omar.
Dude, I was scared of all of them. They knew I had that cash on me, man. And I just fucking, I literally stole money from them. I stole $2,500 from them. You know what I mean? You don't think they went, "Wait a minute."
See, I wouldn't even put that together. I would have just left, and that's probably why. Yeah, that's different.
Yeah, you're right though. It's either bad or good.
No, yeah, that's bad.
All right. You know what else you can do besides listening to this podcast? You can support all the guys on here, including myself, the motherfucker that puts it all together every week. By coming and seeing us live. Come see me live. Do stand-up comedy. Yes, I do this amazing show, and I talk and entertain you for 2 hours, once a week, sometimes twice. But I do stand-up comedy. So come fucking see it. May 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th. Guess where I'll be? Edmonton, Canada. That's right, Alberta comic strip at the big-ass fucking mall. I will be at the House of Comedy in that mall the 2nd through the 5th of May. So please, get your asses out there. Buy your tickets. Spread the word. May 10th and 11th, I'm at Governor's Brokerage in Belmore, New York. Very excited about that. I love that club. Really cool club. They have a lot of fun every time I'm there. So, and they treat me so good. So make sure if you're in Long Island, Belmore, New York, or anywhere near there, come down May 10th and 11th. And then I'm done, and I'm going to have a baby until June 17th. No, actually, June 27th, 28th, 29th, I'm at Foxwoods. This is going to be a fucking You Know What Dude podcast weekend. We're going to have some surprise people from the show on the Comics Foxwoods show. So make sure you stay tuned for that. And I think they're putting together some type of fucking crazy, nasty show on Saturday night. July 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th, 20th, 21st, 22nd, 23rd, 24th, 25th, 26th, 27th, 28th. I'm going to be in Montreal for the Just for Laughs Festival. I'm very excited to go back there. I love all those people involved. It's one of my favorite things to do in comedy. A lot of fun, great shows, great people. So Montreal, I'm coming back. Canada, two times. Check that out. Right now, oh shit, I thought I almost pooped my pants. I'm in the worst fucking hotel ever in Scottsdale, Arizona. About to go do this show at this club that I've never performed at. So wish me luck. Other than that, come see my fucking shows.
You have a bomb?
Of course.
When was the last time you bombed?
I don't know. Last time I bombed, like you
see that? See the cockiness?
No, it's real. It's not
you
even.
See the ego? Hang on
it
one second.
It happens. You don't even remember. You're just like, it's over after you bomb.
All right, Mike. Listen, you understand what I'm saying? You understand? See? Well, I don't bomb now. But
no, I bomb a lot. But that's the thing. It's like when you bomb, it almost doesn't even matter anymore. You know? You're like, yeah, well, I bombed. That wasn't even.
Yeah.
The last, the biggest one was the one I told her about it. It was in Newark. I was in Newark, New Jersey at the Key Club with this guy Richie Redding, and he told me I could get a guest spot, right? And I had never done like an all black room. All comedy to me was open mics, and this was like the first open mic, I mean like non open mic show, like real show, and it was all blacks in a sports bar. And I go on first, and the host, he's going on. He's not even a comic. He's just like doing the hackiest Magnum condom bits, and you know what I mean, just like big dicks and women. You know, I like thick girls, like just like the most. But it's destroying because this is what they want to hear.
Yeah.
As soon as I get on stage, I'm low anyway. As soon as I get on stage, I couldn't hear myself over just the sheer talking and not giving a fuck. And then I hear this, voice in the distance, like yelling. Somebody's shouting. This lady. So I look over, and this girl, she's standing on the table in the back of the club with all of her friends, and she's going, "Where are your jokes? Where are your jokes? What you saying? Where are your fucking jokes? Where are your jokes?" And they're fucking dying laughing at her. She's the star of the show. And I'm sitting there like, what are you yelling at? It's a 5-minute set. I'm 2 minutes in. She's already on a table yelling at me. I'm first. It was the most, it was the most horrifying experience I've ever had in my life. The guy, the MC's in the back, he's giving me the cutthroat, like, get off. This is 3 minutes in. She's still on the table. Where are your jokes? What are you even saying? What are you saying? And I'm like, I don't know what you want me to say. I got off, and the whole time, like, it's all the way, there's a stage in the back of the bar. So I have to get off the stage and walk through the crowd.
Oh, fuck me.
And it's a huge, it's like 200 people in there. Oh. And I'm like, I wanted to die. I just wanted to crawl and die.
That train ride home?
The train ride. But it was actually good because I'm telling my friends about it. I'm on the phone. I'm like, dude, I had the worst set of my life. And I'm going through it with them. And by the end of the conversation, we're laughing.
Right.
Like hysterically laughing about how ridiculous of the thing it was. And it was like, oh, wow, I think I have a problem. It's like when you fall in love with a crazy broad. And like, you know what? I think I kind of miss her.
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah. I know she scratched my face last time.
She stole my clothes.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. I should call her. I wonder what she's doing.
I remember this broad, dude. I had a crazy broad like that, dude. We used to have sex. Yeah. We used to fucking have some. We never fucked.
Yeah.
Never put my penis inside this broad. I dated her on and off for a couple of years. I never, ever penetrated her with my penis.
Really?
We just did everything else.
What else? Really?
Everything else. But I remember she was a nutcase, man. Like she was. I remember we were in. She kept saying, "I want hot chocolate." Like Veruca Salt. Like, "I want hot chocolate now, Date." She was like that.
She was German?
No, she wasn't, but that's what she sounded like. Yeah. She just wanted stupid shit after we fucked around. I made her do weird shit, too. Like, I made her blow me at a drive-thru at Dunkin' Donuts late at night.
Like, I always feel like that's kind of like the sexiest thing. It's like, it's not what I want you to do. It's what you're willing to do. That's,
yeah.
It's like, wow, that's a turn. You do that?
Yeah.
It's sexy.
Like,
it's fun.
There is something to. To get somebody to go over the edge a little bit, like I don't want you to fall off the edge. I don't want you to suck everybody's dick in front of me, but to like go to the edge You know what I mean? But I remember we fucked around. We did some weird shit. Like, I tied her up for like an hour. And I think I left her. I think I had some shit. I had like rehearsal for something, and I left, and I came back, and she was still tied up, but she was so mad.
My chocolate daddy.
She was like, "You fucking left me." I was like, "Yep, bitch." But it was like part of the game.
God bless her.
And then we fooled around. We did this crazy shit, and she goes, "I want hot chocolate." And I was like, "All right, we'll get you fucking." No, she goes, "I want it now." I was like, "All right, we'll get," because I felt bad. Like, she was tied up for a while.
Yeah.
So I took her to the supermarket, and we're walking around.
You took her to the supermarket. Yeah. You untied her. Yeah. Took her to the supermarket.
Yeah, we went to this 24-hour Stop and Shop, and I remember she was getting mad. She kept grinding her teeth, and she was like, "I want cookies, too." And I went, "No, you're getting hot chocolate, and we're getting the," she went, "Scratch my face."
Oh, shit.
Like, in line. And then I remember she went, and she went, "I want cookies too." And I went, "Bitch, you just scratch me? Like, what the fuck is wrong?"
Yeah.
And I remember the lady saw it, and I was embarrassed, and she scratched. That was like my moneymaker. Like, I was in comedy. Like, I just was new. I was like doing shows. I was like, I remember I was such a fucking pussy. I was like, "I have shows."
Yeah. My ex did that to me.
Really?
We got into this. I don't even remember what the fight was about, but it was stupid. And she picked up a deodorant canister, like the hard plastic.
Yeah.
And she banged me right in the nose and cut my face. Like, it was like a scratch, like Jesus right down Christ. The middle. And I was going to a podcast. Like, I had to tape a podcast. And it was like, when I thought it was a small podcast, but I thought it was like a big deal because I just started.
Yeah.
It was exciting. And I had a big cut, and it was bleeding. Like, it was bleeding on the train.
Jesus Christ.
And I had to go down, and I had to explain to everybody that how she was, it was okay. She was cool and everything. It was just, she just got upset and scratched
me. What the fuck did you do?
I don't remember. It didn't warrant that.
You a physical attack with a fucking deodorant?
Of course
canister?
Not. And you can't do
I love that you call
it
a canister,
it.
Too, by the way.
It was, I don't know what you call that thing. What do you, it's the plastic one, not the can.
I think, yeah. Well, I don't think they ever had a can. I think
no,
back
they got the spray deodorant that's called.
Oh,
in the
you
can.
Mean back in the day deodorant.
Yeah, yeah.
You mean dad's deodorant.
It wasn't Old Spice. It was the...
Yeah, before we found out that shit is like putting a hole in the earth in the ozone layer and we're... Right, I get you.
Yeah, it was that shit. It was so Aquanet. It was
you're talking.
She fucking scratched my nose.
Jesus Christ.
And I had to tell people, and people still, comedians still remember that. Like,
wow.
that I saw that day. They're like, "Remember, you still with that crazy girl that scratched your face with the
is
deodorant?"
Is that the one that you just broke up with a while
yeah,
ago?
Yeah, man. We had some good times.
Yeah, dude, there's something. Listen, she scratched my face, and I grabbed her like a fucking shih tzu by the back of her neck. I go, "Come on." I grabbed her and her hot chocolate, and I got her the cookies, too.
You still paid for the hot chocolate
yeah,
after that?
Fuck yeah.
Oh,
she's
man.
Good. I fucking didn't talk to her for a month, and then a month went by, and I called. I was like, "What are you doing?" After I healed. Man, yeah, she did some weird shit, man.
But see, for guys, I think that's the one... That's the one thing that's good for us. Like, we can handle the crazy girl. A guy, like a woman, she can't. Like, if she's into crazy guys,
there's something wrong with
something,
her.
Something bad.
Yeah, like I'm fucked up. I'm fucked up. But at my core, I'm a good person.
Yeah.
Like my wife is not that. She ain't fucked up. Like, she won't even. It kind of bugs me in a way because, you know, sexually, I had to come home. I had to go backwards sexually to be able to coexist with my wife.
But yeah,
because I can't hold a dull blade in my wife's throat at a fucking Dunkin' Donuts drive-in. She's gonna be like, "No, you fucking weirdo! I ain't doing that. I'll blow you, but I'm not I'm holding a knife to my throat." You know
would
what I mean?
You want to do that though to your wife? Like,
yeah.
Well,
you also
she be
don't
the wife
want.
Yeah, right.
You don't did want. That, and she's like, "Yeah, I'm down." Would she be the wife?
Good point. That was my other point that I'd like to make.
It's
is
like
my
it's a,
yeah,
know,
my wife, my wife, right? My wife wouldn't want. She. Exactly. My wife would not want that done. But, you know, like, I've tried to experiment with my wife. Like, she's always, she wants sexy and she wants dirty. And, she, you know, she reads those stupid books. And, you know, it's like, you know, not to be hack. I know this is like some fucking hack comics bit. My wife, you know, fucking, you know. But but when you try to fuck around, there's a difference between her weirdness sexually and my weirdness, you know what I mean? Like, we tried to role play one night, And she was like, she bought outfits, which was kind of sexy. I liked it. She bought like a little schoolgirl outfit.
Yeah.
Bought some pantyhose and shit. Some I like thigh highs. You know what I mean? I like that shit. Like
yeah,
big
I like thigh highs too.
Tubes.
Yeah,
those hot. big tube socks.
Yeah.
That go up over the knee. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No. Yeah.
And I remember she was like, "Well, what do you want? What do you want?" I go, "Let's role play a little bit." She's like, "Well, what do you want me to be?" I go, "All right, be a massage therapist." She goes, "No." I was like, "Whoa, what? Why?" She goes, "It's too close to what I do." I go, "But you're an esthetician. You wax people and pop zits." Yeah, but I work at a salon. And there's, I'm like, "Look, that's not even in the fucking ball. Yeah, I don't give a close. Fuck. It's a I want you to give me a massage, and then kind of graze my nuts a little bit, like you're not supposed to, and then roll me over and be like, what's that?" She's like, "No, I'm not doing that shit you had fucking Asian women do to you back when, you know, before you." No, I was like, "But that's the point." And she's like, "No, I ain't." I'm like, "Fuck it then. Then we ain't, let's just fuck regular like Dick Van Dyke."
Yeah, we can't do that.
Yeah.
Let's get matching twin mattresses.
Yeah, let's get two beds. I'll eat your pussy on that bed. You suck my dick on this bed. I don't know what the fuck to tell you. What I mean,
you can't role play a little bit.
I ain't asking you to stick something in my ass.
Yeah.
I'm just asking you to be a fucking masseuse. You don't. I didn't say Asian. You could have been you. You could have been a dumb Pollock from Everett, Massachusetts, with a shitty accent. Wait, kid, is this your hat on? You cocksucker! I'll fucking suck your cock.
It's blood roll, you know.
It's fucking hard. It's really hard because what happens is.
You like that role playing thing?
Yeah.
I don't like it.
I like it. You never role played?
Never. I don't like it.
Yeah, because you're fucking really.
I don't like it. It's silly to me. Wait. I'm not saying it's silly for you. I'm sure you're good at it. But for me,
I'm a good actor. I don't know if you've seen me.
I don't know. I don't want you to get into it.
I don't know if you've seen me on Louie, but I'm a fucking great actor.
No, I don't like it. It's uncomfortable. I don't know.
Oh, shit. Hang on 1 second.
Yeah.
All right, we're back. I just had to fuck it up. So there's something happened. I was some bullshit. But so let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
When you have sex, you just have regular sex? Like Adam and Eve shit?
I really like regular sex. You know, I do. You know,
you never
the wheel, dude.
You never did any kinky shit?
I've done kinky shit, but
like, what's kinky to you? Can he? First of all, before we get into this, I'm asking for a permission for him to say this.
I would love to hear this.
Oh shit! Don't say it. You heard that, right?
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
I did.
And if for people listening to this, please rewind. And I want you to listen to that fucking tone. Don't listen to the word. Don't listen to the words because the words are a lie.
Yeah.
I want you to hear the tone.
Did you see the posture, Bob?
Oh,
whenever
shit.
The posture goes up, that's when it's just interesting.
Whenever women get perfect posture,
you're fucked. That's a bad sign.
Yeah.
Do tell.
Yeah.
She
turned into a flamingo.
Yeah.
Smelled something coming. What?
Yeah, that was.
Well, shit. You ever see a deer drinking water and then they, when they fucking know a bear is in
next
the woods?
Straight up.
They look around. Oh, shit. Yeah. I'd love to hear this. Tell me what your freaky shit is.
No, yeah, so
yeah,
I'm
you
not
can't.
Going there.
You can't.
But
no, don't stop it.
But I never. No, I just role playing in particular. I didn't really.
Have you
I've
ever?
Had some, I've had some. I've tried like. You know,
yeah, but did you
like,
try and she sucked?
No, it was just silly. It was me. I couldn't get into. I was like, no, come on.
Yeah, you. Yeah, but you don't look like the guy. You're like, what the fuck? Like, if you had to be.
You're Angie. You're not.
So you could never be the. You could never be the best friend of her son's best friend. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like Mrs. Patterson's, you know, 18-year-old son's best friend. You could never be the best friend. Hey, is Joey home? No, he's not home. Oh, I'm sorry. And she has like a boob out. I'm sorry. And she looks around. No, it's okay.
So now, when you role play though, like who decides which fantasy is going to be?
Well, you got to have one person decide.
So it's one.
So you could have, yeah. It's one.
You prefer role playing for you or role playing for?
Well, I would look at like if I'm role playing, the girl can. All right, either she's gonna pick or I'm gonna pick. You
right.
can't. It's not a collaboration. This isn't like a writer's room on SNL. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
no, yeah.
Nah, what about this? Nah,
just
but if you add,
shit
the,
off
yeah,
walls.
No, you. One person picks because you got to pick. Like, okay, I'm your son's. I said to a girl once, okay, this hot blonde. I was like, look, I'm your son's. You have a kid. Mm. You're an older milfy chick, right? I'm your son's friend, and I'm sleeping over, but I get nightmares and I get scared and I come into your room.
Oh,
and
you know, are you serious?
Hang on, let me finish.
The elaborate imagination you and, got going on here. Is it thunderstorming? Yeah,
no, it was like a little scared.
57 degrees.
It's, all right, it's it's June 2nd, the evening of. No, so
it's, you know, Thursday, but it feels like a Wednesday. You know that feeling? But go ahead.
So we, you know, we you know, and I would say, you know, I'm going to come in and you comfort me, but you're going to be naked, and okay. I'm going to be shy, and then, you know, I'm going to be behind you, and you're going to feel blah blah blah, and then you know, you kind of, and then I get shy, and you teach me how to use stuff, but I'm sleeping, so you kind of try to look at it while I'm sleeping, and then
are you in a onesie?
I'm in like
the footies.
Yeah, no, I'm not a fucking weirdo. I'm not a fucking sicko.
You unzip my pajamas.
Yeah, I have a diaper. I have a lollipop, a diaper, and a baby curl. No, but yeah, and then you know she would. I come in, and then you worry. Yeah, but here's the thing: you have to get a girl who's as much. She has to be a creep too.
Yeah,
you can't have her fucking break character halfway through and be like, "Oh, hang on," and then her phone. She can hear a phone buzz. One second, let me just get that. No, no, there's no phones. We'll be four phones. Like this is.
Well, when you're laying it down right, the house could be on fire. She ain't thinking about no phone.
Yeah, if she knows what she's doing, like some girl, like my wife can't role play for shit because she giggles. My wife giggles. If you giggle, you can't do role. Because I'll be like, yeah. I'll be like, you know, as soon as I say Mrs. Patterson.
See, that would be me. I'd be the giggler. Because I would laugh. I'd be like, this is so stupid. I would, because it's still sex. It's still penetration. Let's just get right.
Really?
Yeah, I'm old school, I guess.
So you're just like, fuck it. Let's have sex.
I'm not bored with it yet.
I think the reason I want that too is that I was fucked up sexually. You know, I had sex when I was real young. And I learned about sex in the wrong way. When I was real young, I guess porn too young. And,
yeah, I got porn when I was... I watched the first porn I saw. I was like 6 years old.
Yeah, man. I was like, I don't know. What's first grade? What is first grade?
Yeah.
What is first? Six?
Yeah, 6 years old.
Six, yeah. So, yeah, me too, dude. First porn. I remember God was going to strike me down. I was crying all night, but I couldn't tell my mom why I was crying. You know, because
So how'd you see it?
I actually didn't. I saw it at my friend's house, and then this girl, I've told this story before. She was called the Blouse. A fat chick around the neighborhood. I remember she was in a rhubarb bush, and she made me pull my ding ding out, and she made me suck on her boobies.
Oh wow!
And I didn't know what she was doing. You know, I had a little tiny ding ding. I don't even know if I had pubes. I had no pubes.
Wow.
It was just a little mushroom. I remember she was touching it. She was smoking a cigarette too. I remember my penis smelled like cigarettes. My little baby first grade peepee. Mm. I went home that night and cried. My mother came in. What's wrong? And I was like, nothing.
Yeah,
I thought God was going to punish me because I was Catholic, you know.
See, when I was a kid, I remember my cousins were watching a movie, and they was like, "Hey, let's," because you know I was like the youngest,
right.
So they, you know, they were like, they were kids too,
yeah.
But they were like older. They were like, "Hey, let's let Mikey watch it." So you know, they're
Mikey likes anything.
Yeah, let's show Mikey. Let's see what happens. And they fucking played it, and it was the most terrifying thing I've ever seen in my life.
It's terrifying.
It was literally a black dude that was dressed as a butler to this rich white woman on like a, what do you call it, like a Shea lounge chair or whatever. Yeah. And she's sitting there, she orders food, and he's got his dick on a silver platter and a hot dog bun. She like reaches over and grabs it, and I'm like,
if I was
what is that? Like it freaked me out.
If I was to role play that, if I was the butler, it would have to be like one of those little tiny appetizer weenies with a toothpick in it.
Oh shit! Do you think that's why I don't like role playing? Because I saw porn at six?
No, I think you just don't like to act in real life.
It was just stupid.
Yeah, that, you know, I blame HBO too. You know, up until, you know, the generations before that, you weren't, you had to go get a porn, you had to, like, it was a picture.
Yeah.
You didn't really, it was so hard to get video of titties before.
Yeah, you had to go somewhere.
You had to go to a movie theater. I mean, that was teens, like, they wouldn't let you in. You know, or you saw like a...
You couldn't even go to the neighborhood by yourself.
Yeah, like a photo of a titty, which is not as crazy as a... But when I remember when HBO and cable first happened and I turned on...
Scrambled porn and all that.
Yeah, I saw some... I remember this movie. I wish I could find it. And I think this is where my my thing for role-playing came in is... I remember this kid was at this camp or something and he was sleeping over and I remember this lady came in and she fucking... I remember she was, I know, she was sleeping and he went in to her and like picked up her thing and saw her titties. And the next day he came back and picked it up and saw her bush. And then he started just touching it.
HBO?
Yeah, it was, then she woke up while he was doing it. And then she wound up fucking banging this kid. And it was, I remember I was like, what the fuck is this? And I remember then I, you know, my dick, I was like, fuck it. I was just all day trying to, you know, find Lady Chatterley. Remember that shit?
No.
Lady Chatterley was HBO, man. HBO exposed. You could just watch porn at like fucking.
I like how you said that so matter of fact, like it was Family Ties. You don't remember that Lady Chatterley. No, I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I think it's, I think it fucked me up and it took me many years of therapy to.
Now, wait a minute. So when you role playing, this is a question I always have. When you role playing, when is it? When do you break character?
When is scene?
Yeah, when is it?
When do you go scene?
Yeah, and done.
Okay, when you come orgasm, I will say because your girl's here or your friend, lady friend. What do we call?
Lady
what do we call
leisure,
her?
Yeah.
How are you? Lady of Leisure is here. Please introduce her from now on. This is my Lady of Leisure.
I'll be the biggest pig in the planet.
Well, I think when you're done. Okay, here it is. So you're role playing. She's the friend's mother, and then okay. Oh my God, I'm trying to go through it in my head.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. And then you go, okay, thank you, Mrs. Patterson. And then you have to leave the room.
And then come back in. Like a one-man show? Yeah. That was crazy. That was
you come back in and take a bow. You take, thank you, guys. And you give out your Facebook and your Twitter, and you say, you guys want to keep in touch with the show.
Please keep supporting live sex.
Well, I think I think that's where food comes in. That's where you just eat something. You hungry? And then you just eat as regular people.
You ever have a girl go on too long where she just won't end the scene, and you're like, come on, you got to go. And she's like, what? Come on, maybe we can have
no. No, that's funny. Well, she just won't stop acting.
Won't stop acting?
No. I've had some weird shit over my life. So I used to have a girl that used to, she used to use me as her booty call. And I liked it because I'd be like, no. I acted like a regular girl. I was like, nope. I go, what are you going to give me? And she'd be like, what do you want? I'd be like, I want a sandwich. And she'd be like, all right, I'll get you a sandwich. Come over now. I'd be like, no. I go, also, I want to be able to eat my sandwich without you talking. I don't want you yapping. I don't want you fucking telling me about any of your day or any of that shit. I'm going to come over, eat my sandwich in silence. And she's like, fine, whatever, fine.
Dumb, yeah.
I go, as soon as we have sex, you can't talk after that. You can talk during sex and whatever you want, but as soon as we're done, you have to shut the fuck up, and I get to go to sleep because I got to get up in the morning. I can't. And she's like, fine. And I was like, you have to pay for my cab, too. I ain't paying for that shit. So I'd take a cab down from the Upper East Side. She'd pay for it.
She's rich?
No. No. But but fuck her. She wanted some dick. So she'd pay for it. I'd get out. She'd have to come out in like a robe and pay for the cab. Oh. And I remember we'd go up and I'd eat my sandwich just watching TV. Quietly, and she would love to talk too. She would just sit there and be rocking, rocking like a fucking, you know, a kid with Down syndrome that sees a lollipop, just fucking lollipop, lollipop, right? And I remember as soon as I was done, I'd go, you know, clean up my mouth, wash my teeth, and brush my teeth, and then we'd do it. And I did some, I was like a sex slave at that point. She'd be like, do this. I would do it. Whatever. I remember I ate her armpit one night. She was like, I want you to eat my armpit out like it's a pussy and finger me. And I was like, okay. And this chick came like I've never.
Armpit.
Yeah, because your armpit is like getting tickled. Think of the two feelings you're feeling. You're feeling sexual vagina tickle.
Yeah.
And then you feel an armpit tickle. So it's
two of my favorite things.
I'm about to come now.
Yeah, but you ain't in it. See, yeah, man. Well, that's good. I admire that you're.
No, that's insane. Just when you think you've thought of everything.
You never thought of that?
I found out that Bobby Kelly was eating out an armpit. Jeez, what am I doing with my life, man? There's so much to learn.
Look, she's looking at you, Lee. Don't even try it, motherfucker. It ain't happening.
It might. Listen.
Well,
it's only 2 months, you know.
It's 2 months. It's 2 months. But here's the thing, though, is that it's 2 months, and you, like, this guy, you understand, like, this guy could be the next big, like, he could be the next hugest thing. Hang on, let me just see your eyes. I want to see.
What does that mean?
That means, okay. That means this. Ready? If this guy, what if he becomes like Eddie Murphy big, like that big, like all of a sudden he's the fucking craziest shit on the planet, and you're his lady of leisure. That's pretty badass, right? Like if my wife all of a sudden made, okay. If my wife all of a sudden made hit cookies, like holy shit cookies, and everybody wanted her cookies, mm-hmm. and then she sold them to like fucking, like Nabisco bought her cookies, and she's a fucking billionaire.
I don't think Bobby knows how the cookie industry works. I don't think that's how it is. Nabisco, that's a good cookie, lady.
First of all,
I would buy that recipe from you.
First of all, look at me. I know how the fucking cookie industry works, my friend. but you know, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I get it, but I don't like him because of.
I know that.
All of that.
Did you meet him at a comedy club?
I did, but I saw him. First. No. I saw him first in the lobby, and I was like,
Oh, really?
But then I'm like, he hit what the stage, that? And I'm like, oh,
what if he? What is that like to see a dude?
I had to work I was in a hole there.
Oh, he bombed?
No.
I saw him first in the lobby, and I was like, I like him.
You thought he was cute?
Yeah. But I didn't know that he would be.
And then when he, but when
stage,
he,
and I'm like, shit.
When he got on stage, that fucking made you even more like, wow.
No.
Really?
She thought I was crazy.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Stop. When you saw, let me tell you something. Look, my wife did the same
very
shit.
Talented, but I'm like, damn, he had to hit the stage.
You didn't. So that went against him.
Yeah, like that's. Yeah, like I'm private. I don't like.
Yeah, you seem private. I didn't even have to fucking ask you to talk into a microphone. You grabbed that shit and threw.
What?
Let's do this.
1-2-1-2.
Yeah.
Role one, playing. Two. Go. Where's that yellow tail?
Yeah, right. You fucking reached into the fridge without even asking. Yeah, I'm kidding.
Do those guitars work?
Yeah.
Let's go. Turn this thing on.
I wrote this the other day. Love in the afternoon.
Is my mic on? How's my levels?
I'm a lady of leisure. That's how this goes. Lady of leisure, motherfuckers. What the fuck? Listen. That's you're bad. Telling me that when you saw him in the lobby and you were like, oh, this guy's cute, and then you see him go on stage, you didn't go, wow, this is even better?
Mm-mm.
That fucked you up more.
Mm-hmm.
So you were like, fuck, I'm not even dealing with this.
Mm-hmm.
And then you, who talked to who first?
Said
you were funny. You said
I enjoyed your set.
You said that?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
But I was at the bar, and he ended up being, like, right next to me.
Really? Was that by choice?
Yeah. Wait, what do you mean by choice? You were
busy,
I was
buying a drink,
drinks.
But
yeah,
you
see, saw
if
her.
You see a girl, you know, at the bar, she's pretty. You're like,
right.
I'm going to get close.
Yeah, why don't I get it from there instead of way over here?
Yeah.
So it's fucking some drunk dude, you were funny.
Yeah.
You walked up next to her, and then she said, oh, I thought you said I enjoyed your set.
She said something like
that's like old English response. I am a lady of leisure, and I enjoyed your set, sir. My sire. I will send a raven to tell my people that you are a funny man. What the fuck?
I enjoyed your comedy show.
Really?
And then we started talking, and I was thinking he'll say something dumb that would make me not like him.
Really?
So, yes.
What'd he say?
I was just waiting.
He didn't say
anything that was dumb. That would
like to role play?
Yeah, exactly. I was waiting for something like that. Like, nah.
Nah, I played it cool.
And then you saw, how many times have you seen him perform?
I don't know.
Are you sick
now.
Of it?
No.
Really?
Still enjoy it, yeah.
I ask her the same thing all the time. I'm like, you're not sick of this shit?
No, it's still funny.
And I'm like, you can stay up here. I'm going to go downstairs. And she's like, oh, I'll come down. And you're like, why?
That's good, though, man. I mean,
it is good.
My wife's the same thing, man. I love when you're a true fan of who you are, not just who you are on stage, is someone who's really not going to get sick of you performing. Do you know what I'm saying?
I get sick of me performing. Yeah. I love me.
Yeah, because, dude, of course we get sick of it. Because we're always comparing ourselves, and we always have unrealistic fucking goals in our head.
Yeah.
You know, I want to be this. I want to be as good as that. I mean, dude, I'm 20 years in the business. I'm still trying. People say, you know, dude, you're really funny. It's like, no, I'm not yet. I want to be as funny as that motherfucker, and I'm not there yet, and I might never get there.
But this is what I was saying to you earlier, and when you were like, oh, you're being humble. I'm like, no, it's like you look at all the work that you need to do,
right?
Which makes you not want to be cocky. You're just like, no, yeah, but I want to get here. So,
but you, I mean, look, dude, there's a difference between.
But you understand what I'm saying?
I understand. I absolutely do understand.
That's what I meant.
But there's a difference between. You, a guy who 3 years in the business is already making fucking waves. And it's harder for a guy like you who comes from New York. Mm-hmm. It's harder to come up in the New York because you're just a local dude. So, you know what I'm saying? You got guys who are perfecting their shit in other states, moving here, ready to go. And then when they come in, I'm the new guy, but I'm not new. I'll blow your the guys that are new ain't gonna be near me. You actually came up here, which is harder to do, and you're doing. I mean, you're kind of a. I mean, I'm not gonna use the word prodigy, but.
But no, but you know what? Like, and this might sound gross, but like for me, it's more of it's act based as opposed to you know success based or right. whatever because mm-hmm. like. Anything you get in comedy, you always feel like it's not, you know, whatever it is. It's always better before you get it. Then when you get it, you're like, yeah, well, it ain't really shit, no way. Right. So, like, for me, the big deal is the act. And if the act's not where I want it to be, none of it feels accomplished.
Yeah, I get you, man.
So that's why it's always like, yeah, I ain't really doing shit, though, because my act ain't where I want it to be yet.
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, here's the thing, too.
Yeah.
Well, the more you get into this business, too, all the more other stuff you do. The your act, you know, I think it's hard because you're auditioning and you're fucking filming shit or doing a podcast or, you know, being on the road. You got to go on the road and do Radio Thursday and you're tired. You come back and then you get a show and then you got to do Radio Friday and then you get two shows. By Saturday is, you know, you're waking up and you can finally get some sleep and then you get two more shows and the late show's fucking nuts. And then you're coming home Sunday and it's like, where the fuck did the time go? I didn't work on my act and I just fucking, you know, I just did what I do. And yeah, it's funny. And everybody, hey, you were great, but I'm really not. And then you look at this motherfucker, and wow, he's really doing real good. And this guy's so fucking. And yeah, I mean, it's always going to be like that, I think, because I don't. I think if you are satisfied at any point as a comic, you're not really a comic. I think because that's what makes us keep going.
I agree.
I think the guys that are satisfied with their progression, I don't know. I mean, that's kind of weird to me. Yeah. You know what I mean? I think, you know, there's always,
making Dr. Doolittle.
Yeah. Yeah, you Dr. Know? Fucking Doolittle. What happened?
I just think you, once you're Eddie Murphy, what else?
What else? Where else can you go?
What are you gonna do?
Except make movies for your kids.
Make fucking just be so Dr.
You,
Doolittle.
Yeah, you can be like, hey guys, I made this for you.
Yeah.
I got paid $20 million. Here you go. Here's another $20 million for your fucking.
He's 21 years old, the most famous man. It's like that Mike Tyson thing. It's like, what? How could you possibly be normal?
There's always another side. There's always the roller coaster never goes up and stays up.
Right.
But it always comes the fuck down.
That's called an elevator.
What's that?
It's called an elevator.
I call it a roller coaster.
I'm saying if it just stayed.
An elevator stays up?
It could if you get off.
So a career can't be like an elevator.
No.
Because it could just stay up there.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to ever come and fix it?
No, you get off the elevator.
You get off it at the top and stay up there.
I don't even know what we're talking about anymore.
All right, listen, man.
Is this a role you're doing? Is this? Are you getting off on this?
Listen, here's the podcast. All right, your girl, I know her. I've known her for 3 years. Right. Let's tell them what we're doing. This role we've been doing. She's really my lady of leisure.
I know.
All right, my thing is I wanted the hot new comic. So, all right, listen, man, it's been a fucking pleasure having you on.
Thank you for having me, Bob. Seriously,
will you come back on when everybody else is around?
Anytime, dude. I would love to.
Here's the thing.
Was this an audition? Is this recording? Seeing if I could do the real show.
Well, you know what I was. Here's the thing: is I like to put out shows. I do the Monday show all the time, but anytime I'm around here, I can do a show if I have time, I'll find out. Like, who's around, who I want on, who I haven't had on. I've wanted you on for a while, but it never came to fruition.
I know.
So I told Esty, I was here doing a thing for Bill Burr's winning an award at Emerson College, and they were filming this segment they wanted me to do because I'm his friend. And I told Esty, I go, call Mike up and see if he's around. And she was like, okay. And she called you up and you were like, fuck it, let's do it. I tried to get Kelly down, but nobody can do it. But I'm fine with that. I like putting out different type of shows.
Let me know.
Yeah, like I told you, man. I do my show with List and the guys and definitely come back on with everybody here. But I also like doing shows like this. I mean, just a fucking random show. You came down, your girl came down. I think shit like this is, I hate sticking to a mold of the show. Like, here's the guys and this is, fuck that. I like just mixing it up, so I'm glad you came on. But definitely come back with everybody. I mean,
anytime,
don't bring her back.
Yeah. This is like, I don't know if we're gonna make it.
No. She's. I'm so glad. You know, I was a little nervous though. Well, here's the thing. You're a civilian. That's what we call you.
Yeah.
You're a civilian in the comedy business. So sometimes when you bring civilians up here, especially on the mic, you never know what's gonna happen. You never know what. But you're, thank God, you're a sweetheart and a lady of leisure. So, you know what I mean?
But that was a brave move, though. I was pretty brave with that one, right?
What? Bringing her up?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I would have never fucking. But here's the thing, though.
But that's why she's so cool.
I would bring my wife, I could bring my wife anywhere. I can't, my wife, if she gets drunk, I'm in trouble because then she just yaps.
Yeah.
My wife fucking yaps. If she has too much to drink, she starts, you know, she doesn't care who it is. She'll walk up to fucking Jack Nicholson. Yeah, I loved your movies. Your movies are good. I mean, when are you going to do another movie? You haven't done another movie. I mean, you know, it's been
what's
a long time.
What's that one called? Yeah, what's that one?
Yeah, what's the one with the Chinese people? The Chinese? I know Chinese people aren't in it, but Chinatown or something like that. You were good. Yeah. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
You know, oh my God, she fucking yaps if she gets too drunk. But other than that, she's great.
Sounds nice.
So we'll definitely, when you come back on, and I can't wait to, I hope this works out. I hope you guys get, I hope years from now, she comes back on with your kid.
You're not helping, Bobby.
Well, I'm not trying to not help. I'm just saying that, you know. So where can we, do you have a website?
MichaelChe.com.
Yeah.
Che Thinks Twitter.
What is it?
Che Thinks
Twitter.
Yeah.
Okay. And what's you got a Facebook? Is that all on your website?
Yeah, it's all on there.
All right, dude. And we can't get any of your art anywhere. We can't see it.
Man.
Shit. I wanna.
Nothing, dude.
Why don't you do something for the studio?
I haven't painted in like 4 years.
I'll tell you this. I haven't picked up a paintbrush. I didn't pick up a paintbrush for 15 years.
Really? Do something for me, I'll do something for you.
The day I started stand up comedy
mm-hmm.
is the last time. I picked up a paintbrush or anything. And then around 2 years ago, my therapist said to me, you should try. And I painted him a painting.
Did you really?
Yeah. And then he put it in a closet. This cocksucker.
Are you serious?
I swear.
How'd you find out you put it in a closet? Did you see it in there?
Because he has all these art around his offices and in the hallway. And mine was, he never hung my painting up. I'm not saying it was good. It was shit. I haven't painted in 15 years. It wasn't that good. And he,
he never hung it. It's something he.
I fucking flipped out. I waited a year. And then we were in therapy. I go, I want my fucking painting on the fucking wall.
You want to talk about the right thing?
I go.
I don't got no paintings on the wall.
I fucking. I threw a fucking trash can through his window.
Hilarious.
Dude, I was fucking angry. So now it's up on the wall in the hallway. I made him put, I go, fuck you.
Oh,
I go, I want it up right there in front of the toilet. So Giannis Papas actually took a picture of it.
That is perfect.
We go to the same therapist. It's a, my painting is on the wall, like in the back hallway near the toilet. But I made it. But I'll, you had a fucking, you see how we did that? You pay me some, I'll pay you some. That, yeah, but you're actually good. I want to, all right, fuck it.
What? How do you know I'm good?
You sold it on the street. Yeah. You think I'm going to walk by a young black kid and buy shit?
Yes, I do, because I'm young and black. I'm like, well, I don't get it, so it must be cool.
That's all right, if I paint you something, you'll paint me something?
Absolutely.
All right, that's a deal. Let's do that.
I know it would never happen, but absolutely. Yeah,
yeah, you know that I'm not going
to. Oh, absolutely.
I'm going to paint you something.
Really?
I'm gonna. Yeah, but you better fucking get me something.
It's not a question. Absolutely.
All right. I don't have to buy your equipment,
no,
do I?
No, come on.
All right. Do you still have the stuff?
No, but I mean, it's paint. It's fucking $20.
All right. Yeah, you really. I'm really a big fan, dude. You know why? You're fucking hilarious, but you're also a really nice guy.
I appreciate that.
I'm glad
man.
You're
Thank
a fucking
you. And like I said, huge fan. Like you guys are the reason why I honestly start. Like that's no bullshit.
Well, good man. You're fucking great.
Yeah.
And I love you, Lady of Leisure. She's a sweetheart.
She's the best. You. Well, she's up there.
She's
Can
up.
Can I say
there.
That? She's up there.
Yeah, she's up there.
She's up there.
Why don't you introduce it like that? Yo, she's up there. Treat her with respect. Respect her. She's up there.
You said I can't say she's the best anymore, so I said she's up there.
Yeah, she's up there.
She's up there.
She's up there. All right, we're gonna do a couple months. We're gonna come back to this.
We're gonna revisit
this in a couple fucking months. See how things are going. Every couple months we're gonna revisit this.
This is good.
All right, buddy. Thanks for being on here.
Thank you, man.
Thanks for listening to the show. This was a special edition of the YKWD with Michael Che and his Lady of Leisure. please make sure you support him. Go to his Twitter. If you haven't heard of this guy, get on the fucking train now. Don't be, you know, don't fucking a couple of years from now go, is that the guy I heard on your podcast? He's fucking hilarious. I'm telling you now. Have I ever steered you wrong about any of these guys I have on my show? This guy is hilarious. He's one of the next motherfuckers coming out. Patrice would be fucking annoyed with him at his fucking fast progress into this business. But he's hilarious. So check him out. Michael Che thinks. Was it Michael? Was it Che Thinks?
Yeah, thanks.
At Che Thinks. And make sure you support him like you support all the other people on the show. YKWD at riotcast.com. Go there, support all the other shows on the network. Make sure you listen, subscribe, and tell a friend. And that's it. Thanks a lot. Take care.
So check it out. Make sure you go to tweakedaudio.com. Buy yourself a pair of headphones. In-air, mic, non-mic, wood grain, green, lime green, white, all kinds of colors, all kinds of styles. And they're great quality headphones for a cheap price. And get this, use the code word DUDE when you check out. You get another 33% off. That's right, 33% off. That's close to almost half. It's a lot, actually. And free shipping. So, make sure you go to tweakedaudio.com. Get yourself a few pairs of headphones. You don't just get one. It's not worth it. I think they wind up being 10 bucks a pair. I don't know what it is, but it's crazy. So buy a few. Give some away. Great gifts. Tweakedaudio.com. Code word DUDE. 33% off. Free shipping. Right now. And make sure you go to riotcast.com/Robert Kelly. The You Don't Know What Dude page. On Riotcast, and there's an Amazon link and a Gamefly link. Anything you buy on the internet, you go through our Amazon link. That's how you support the show. Go to our page, bookmark it, and just buy shit. Just buy whatever the fuck you're gonna buy, but you'll also be supporting the show. And Gamefly.com/YKWD, 2 free weeks of awesome games shipped right to your house. It's the Netflix of video games. If you're a gamer, you should try it if you haven't already. So, you can cancel at any time, too. There you go. You can also donate to the show. If you go to our Riotcast page, YKWD, there's a donate button. I want to thank all you awesome, sexy motherfuckers who've donated. All that money has gone to helping out the studio, paying for things. It's just making the show better. So, we appreciate that. And make sure you go to riotcast.com and check out some of the most amazing podcasts out there. Riotcast.com, we pride ourselves on putting together the most unique, unbelievably funny, interesting podcasts on the internet. It's not just the same thing or the same feel or the same fucking taste over and over and over again. It's different shows, a bunch of different shows. We're all over the fucking charts. We got Bailey J, we got the Davey Mac Sports Show, Weird Medicine with Dr. Steve. We got Hammer Fisting with Louis J. Gomez. We got all kinds of stuff. We got Glory Hole Network. We got Why You Suck in Bed. I mean, holy caca, there's so much stuff. There's more. There's even more. We got Why My Wife Hates Me. I think that's what it's called. Anyways, go there. Go to riotcast.com. Jersey Jerks. Unbelievable shows. Unbelievable. And it's all free. That's right. Free. The only thing you can do is help out the shows by hitting their donate buttons or buying their merch at the top of the page. And spreading the word. That's all you have to do. Spread the word of the Riotcast Network and all of our shows. And, well, that's all you have to do. And we'll make this, we'll keep this free. My Wife Hates Me, Jim Florentine, Weird Medicine, The Comedy Cellar, Live from The Comedy Cellar, The Glory Hole, Bailey J, Davey Mac Sports Program, Why You Suck in Bed, Mad Scientist Party Hour, The Jersey Jerks, and Hammer Fisting are the shows on the network. All hilarious, all free, and every week they're up there for your enjoyment. So make sure you go support them all. All of them. And get the app. iPad, iPhone, and Android is coming soon. Make sure you email us at ykwd@riotcast.com. You have anything. You want to give us props, you want to tell us some suggestions who to have on the show, blah, 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 blah. ykwd@riotcast.com. I'm sitting in my underwear right now on my iPhone with my awesome mic that I got from Carl. And I'm doing this, so enjoy. You know what?
Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop.